Welcome back to Improve Something Today. I'm Brian. Each episode, I'll bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. Today's episode is all about throughput. So what is throughput? We usually think of throughput as a rate or an amount of something. You could think of throughput in terms of phone calls getting answered at a call center, or throughput as cars passing through or passing down a given span of road, or water flowing down a stream or through a pipe. So throughput can be a really compelling thing for people to measure because it's usually easy to measure, whether it's those phone calls coming in or cars going down the road or water flowing through a stream. You can measure it by just standing still and counting things as they go by. And it turns out that standing still and counting things is something that computers are really good at. So you get a lot of these time series charts that you find in dashboards or in boardrooms. You throw in some moving averages or month-over-month comparisons where people have arguments about throughput. And now you're well on the way to real confusion. So to get to a lean vision of throughput, you got to remember respect for people. So sure, we may be able to answer a lot of phone calls at our call center or keep the hold time short, but are folks calling for something they'd rather have taken care of themselves or not have had to deal with at all? Or how many of those cars represent people enjoying the song of the open road, as Walt Whitman put it? Let the paper remain on the desk unwritten and the book on the shelf unopened. Let the tools remain in the workshop. Let the money remain unearned. Let the school stand. Mind not the cry of the teacher. Or are they stuck in a commute or on a thankless errand? How many of those car trips could we get rid of without making the world any worse? Probably a lot. So the computer folks distinguish between throughput and goodput. That's goodput, G-O-O-D-P-U-T. Imagine information flowing across the network, whether it's through a cable or a wire or through the air, and you can see how one would measure throughput. Throughput is the answer to the question of how much data can flow through this thing. Throughput is the perspective of a wire. Goodput is the perspective of a computer program that wants to send and receive some data in order to do something with it. Computer networks are clogged with transmissions and retransmissions and overhead. It's such a mess. And occasionally, some useful information gets from point A to point B. That's goodput. So thinking about our call center, how might this idea of goodput apply? Well, one way I would look at it is take the customer's perspective. So thinking about our call center, one way of looking at goodput, throughput from the customer's perspective, might be to design for and measure first contact resolution with an eye towards making sure that callers get what they need when they call and don't have to be bothered again. Another way of looking at goodput would be to see how many people are calling because other things have already failed and to notice and remove the sources of those failures. Or thinking about the stream, water flowing through a stream. As a child, I remember playing in a small stream that flowed into Lake Michigan. And upstream, it was a beautiful summer afternoon, upstream I saw a deer. The deer crossed the stream. It paused. It squatted. What flowed downstream was definitely not goodput, at least from my perspective. So that's throughput, and that's goodput. Our systems tend to make throughput really easy to measure, but the challenge is to think about what part of that flow makes a real difference or brings value to customers, the goodput part of that throughput, and figure out how to make the most of that. Thanks.